you are here today, rejoice in the Lord. My topic for today is God has limitless possibilities for you. God has limitless possibilities for you in the name of Jesus. I am convinced that God has limitless possibilities for me and for you. So if you are here today, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't lose hope. Say to yourself, Yahweh has limitless possibilities for me. And believe it and accept it and work with it and start running the race and start going forward. Now, why will I make those kind of statements? Now, my question to you today, I'm here to challenge you today. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Is there anything too hard for God to do for you? 2024, whilst we are here today, my question to you is there anything too hard for God to do for you? If you say yes, how are you going to believe it? Step number one, believe it and confess. Believe and say with your mouth. Believe it, confess and say, there is nothing too hard for God to do for me. Step one. Step number two, believe what you are saying. Step number two, believe what you are saying. Let's start again. Is there anything too hard for God to do for me? And the answer is no, nothing. So confess with your mouth and extend your ear to hear the sound coming out of your mouth. That there's nothing too hard for God to do for me. And step number three, begin to picture. Oh man, I love you guys. I'm going to teach you how to get what you want 2024. Watch in exceptional and a different way. Glory be to God. Begin to picture what you're looking for. Begin to picture what you're looking for. So I've taught you three principles under, is there anything too hard for God? See what you're looking for. Picture what you're looking for. Believe what you're looking for. Confess with your mouth what you're looking for. When you do these three things, suddenly you connect. Step number four, you connect with the realm of the spirit and you come before God's presence through your faith. You see that? You come before God's presence through your faith in your confession. Let me give you an example. If I need a new car, I will go and look for the car on the internet that is looking. Then I will say, I like this car, I want this car, I see myself driving this car. Step number two. Then I'll do an inquiry about how much this car is going to cost me. Remember, the Bible says faith without works is foolish. So by the time I look at the car, then I would design the car according to my taste, according to my liking, according to my style. Oh yes, according to my style. Then number five, I talk about money. How much does the car cost? How am I going to get the money? Is my job able to help me? Can I get a loan? Can I talk to my husband to bless me? Can I talk to my wife to give me extra money? Can I take a loan from the bank? Now, all of this together, you put them all together and you release it by faith and you lift it up to God. Say, Father, this is my request concerning the car that I'm looking for. And then you begin to confess continuously with a thanksgiving, thanking God. I thank you, Father, that I'm looking for this car, and by your grace, by your mercy, by your kindness, by your favor, I have received it. Let's say another example. Let me give you another example. Let's say you want to be a millionaire 2024. It's not too hard. You're going to use the same principle. But instead of a car, it's going to be one item. I need to sell $1 item to the rest of the world. Then you ask God, how am I going to sell it? Who will buy it? Where do I go and sell it? Who do I partner with? What else must I do? See that? Then you back it up with prayers, maybe a special fasting to go with it, maybe a special offering to back it up. Glory be to God. So you see, is there anything too hard for God? This is how you move by faith and you declare. I love this teaching. I love this, what we are discussing right now. Glory be to God. Then you go to the next one. He will visit at the appointed time. You say to yourself, the Lord will visit me at the appointed time. You see, the Bible says there is a time for everything under the sun. So when you say God will visit me at the appointed time, what you are saying is my time will come, my moment will come, my hour will come, my season of manifestation will come. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, when Gabriel, the holy angel, visited Sarah, and Sarah said to Gabriel, the holy angel, when will I see and experience the manifestation of what I've asked you? He said, the appointed time will come whereby I will visit you and release what I have told you. Well, man, I feel so excited today that somebody is going to get his breakthrough. If you believe it is you, say amen. Somebody is going to get his breakthrough on this month of January. The teachings that I'm bringing out, if you come, if you tell the news, if you spread the news, if you share with your friends, every family member on this January will get their prayers answered in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Now, there's an appointed time that God has ordained. So let us pray right now. Father of mercy and Father of kindness, Father who holds the time of the universe in his hands, we petition the time power that is in you, and we asking you to release unto us this desire in our heart for this particular item that we're asking you for. Glorify your name and bring your name to bear upon our need and our situation in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done concerning my work. Let your will be done concerning what I've prayed for. Let your will be done concerning what I have asked for. Glorify your name and show yourself strong on my behalf. And allow me to receive, take hold, take possession, be in charge, run the show, determine the outcome of what I have prayed for and asked you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. So you see, when you say God of possibility will visit me and is ahead of me, now you're saying, Father, I know your time is the best. Let your time come to pass. Let your time that favors me. Let your time that move me. Let your time that go with me. Let your time that change me. Let your time that will shake my dress, make me look good, make me arrive at my destination. Let that time come. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says there's time for everything. So there's a time to be successful. So tap into January as my time of possibilities, my moment of possibilities, my moment of possibilities. Father, I thank you. I'm going to pray one more time. Somebody say amen. Father, I just want to thank you that for sure, January, my time of manifestation is now. I need two people to say amen right now. Holy Spirit, I glorify you. Holy Spirit, I bless your name. Holy Spirit, I honor you that my time of possibility is now in the name of Jesus. That thing that I'm praying about, that desire in my heart, this is my month, this is my hour, this is my time. That situation that need to change for me to move forward, that situation that need to change for me to go forward, this is what I'm believing you in the name of Jesus. Oh man, I am so thankful. I am so thankful. You have no idea. I am so thankful, believing God of possibilities. He is with me. Now let's go to the next one. You meditate on God's abilities. Step number three, you meditate on God's ability. you meditate, you think, you consider, you weigh in, you find scriptures that says, and God did this for this person, he will do for me. God gave somebody a baby. If baby is what I'm looking for, me too, I will have it. Meditate on the word of God exclusively concerning the key areas of your life that you want to see a supernatural change. Or is somebody here who has a special need? Just say yes. If you have a special need, don't tell me what it is. Just say yes. Invite your friend right now, right now. If you know any of your friends who have special needs, who have private need, tell them there's something, there's a miracle happening on the prophetic floor. Facebook, they should come on right now. I am going to pray. Father God, you know I have a special need. Father, you know I have a special need. So I'm placing my special need before you. Father, you did it for David to defeat Samson. You did it for David to defeat Goliath. And Lord, Father God, you did it for Manoah to have the son, Samson. So Lord, I'm thanking you. Father, you visited Sarah and you gave him a son called Isaac. So I'm placing my need. I'm placing my want. I'm placing the picture in my head right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit of God, turn your glory, turn your power, turn your might, turn your anointing on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, release your power, release your might, release your authority, release your supernatural grace over my life. In the name of Jesus. And then you will list those items that you are looking for. Let's say you're looking for four things. Write them down on a notepad. And then lift it up before God. Say, Father, I'm meditating on this that you have given it to me. Number two, I'm asking you for this item you have given it to me. I'm asking you for the third item you have given it to me. Lord, the fourth item you have given it to me. So then you release thanksgiving. So Lord, I'm thanking you. So somebody type in right now. Say thank you. Just type in the word thank you. Father, I'm agreeing with the person who is typing in thank you. Thank you, Father, the person who is typing in thank you. I want to see the first person to say thank you. Father God, the first person to say thank you, answer his or her prayers. Oh, Jesus. Yes, answer this person. Father, this person who is saying thank you, who is the first person to say thank you? Father God, the person who is saying first person to say thank you, Lord, release him or her into those eight areas of her life right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, the person who is saying thank you, Yahweh, the person who is saying thank you, Lord, I'm saying thank you for answering my request. 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 Now, as you are saying thank you, begin to think over the item that you're looking for. If it's marriage, if it's children, if it's job, if it's health, if it's finances, begin to think about it and say, thank you, Father God, for giving me the money. I thank you. Thank you, Father God, for healing my body. I thank you. Thank you, Father God, for opening the floodgate and showing me the way I should go. I'm saying thank you. So you meditate on the five items or the four items or the three items. You list and you write it down and you pray over it. And then you release thanksgiving offering onto it. Oh, let us move on. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Then you go into the next level. He will make possible impossible possible. You confess. He will make impossible possible. Listen, God will make impossible possible. How do you say that? You believe. So you move into a believe mode. You move into a believe mode. You begin to believe God and you confess, Father, even though this situation is impossible, you will make it possible. Oh my God. Father, I lift anyone that is here today that believe that their situation is impossible. If you know you are here today and you know your situation is impossible, listen to me. Do this for me right now. Type amen. Now, then I know you are agreeing with me that your situation is impossible. And I will show you what to do. I'm waiting. Let's see who will be the first person to type amen. Father God, I give you praise. I'm typing amen. A-M-E-N. Amen. I'm saying amen. that my situation is impossible. Only you can make it possible. Only you can make. Father God, the first person to type amen here right now, let that impossible situation become possible in the name of Jesus. I was the first one, by the way. So, Father God, a person who says my situation is impossible, my strength is not enough to get it, my ability cannot work it, my salary is not enough, my business is not doing well, so I cannot. But as I type amen, I'm saying what is impossible for me is possible. I need two people to type amen again. If you believe that your healing is what you're looking for, and the doctor says they cannot help you, type amen right now. Type amen right now. Abba, Father, let me pray for somebody. Father, this person who is typing amen right now, Lord, I'm agreeing with this person. Together in the name of Jesus, that as I'm typing A-M-E-N, amen, and he also is typing A-M-E-N, Father, we are saying to you, our situation is impossible, but as we type amen, we are saying, but with you, God of possibility, you have made it possible. So I want to say thank you. 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 Father, I am in agreement that what is impossible for me, you have made it possible. Somebody type another amen. Somebody type another amen. Somebody type another amen. Somebody type another amen. Father, I'm typing another amen. A-M-E-N. Father, I'm saying my situation. Father, you know my situation. What I'm looking for is impossible to get by my own strength. But as I type amen, as I move by belief, I believe. Oh, Father, I believe. Father, I believe. Father, I believe. Then you move into belief. I believe. I believe. Every morning when you wake up in the morning, say, Lord, I believe. Father, I believe. Lord, I believe. Before you go to bed, say, Father, I believe. Father, I believe. Father, I believe. Father, I believe. Father, I believe that what I am trusting in your hands, even though it is impossible for me, it is possible for you in the name of Jesus. Yahweh, I bless your name. Yahweh, I bless your name. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe that the doors are open for me in the name of Jesus. The doors are open for me. Oh, yes. Father God, I bless your name and I thank you. Father, I bless your name and I thank you. Father, Lord, I bless your name and I thank you. Father, Lord, I bless your name and I thank you. Then you go on to the next one. You say to yourself, Father, I know you will speak what you will. I know you will speak what you will. I know you will speak what you will. Meaning that God will confirm his word. God will confirm his word. God will confirm his word. So, Father, I thank you. You see, now you go to the next level by saying, Father, you will speak what you will to provide for me, to make a way, to lead me on the path I must go. So, Lord, I speak it forth and I give you praise. I speak it forth and I give you praise. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord. You have spoken on my behalf. You have spoken on my behalf. You have spoken on my behalf. You have spoken to give me what I'm asking you for. Father, speak, for thy servant heareth. Samuel the prophet said what? Father, speak, for thy servant heareth. So, Lord, I thank you. Lord, speak concerning my situation. Somebody say amen. I need three people to say amen. Father, speak concerning this person who is typing amen right now. Concerning this person who is typing amen right now. Father, you will speak what you will. So, Lord, I lift my hands to you, oh God. I'm thanking you, Father, that you will speak what you will. 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 Father, you will speak what you will. That I glorify you, and I'm typing amen for myself. Type amen for yourself. A-M-E-N. I'm typing A-M-E-N. Saying to God, you will speak what you will do for me. I give you praise. Then you back it up with a thanksgiving praise again. I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. I exalt you. I hallow you. I adore you. You are my God. I bless you. You are my King. I bless you. You are my Savior. I honor you. I thank you that you are speaking on my behalf. You are making a way where seems to be no way. Glory be to God. Then you go to the next one. You go to the next one. You start confessing. It shall be fulfilled without delay. Oh, yes, I give you praise. Father, it shall be fulfilled without delay. It shall be fulfilled without delay. It shall be fulfilled without delay. Father, that money that I need, it shall be fulfilled without delay. Father, that money that I need to pay that big bill, it shall be fulfilled without delay. That money that I need, that must come for me to meet that bill, it shall be fulfilled without delay. I give you praise. Say that. Think. The money that I need, it shall be fulfilled without delay. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. I need somebody to type 7 separate amens. Let's go. Father, I'm typing A-M-E-N 1, A-M-E-N 2, A-M-E-N 3, A-M-E-N 4, A-M-E-N 5, A-M-E-N 6, A-M-E-N 7. I give you praise. It shall be fulfilled without delay. That money that I'm looking for, that big, that huge money, it shall be fulfilled without delay. I need somebody to join me. I need, Father, I give you praise. I lift my hands to you, O God, and I'm thanking you that it shall be fulfilled without delay in the name of Jesus. That money that I needed has come into my hands in the name of Jesus, by divine hand, by his miracle, by the release of his power on my behalf. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, it shall be fulfilled without delay in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I need 2 people to say amen right now. Listen, you got to be serious and prophesy to yourself, it shall be fulfilled without delay in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise that what I'm asking you for, it shall be fulfilled without delay. I glorify you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. I adore you, Holy Spirit. I glorify you. I glorify you. Oh, yes. And then you go and explore the power of God's spoken word by elevating your confidence in God. But you explore the power of God's spoken word. How? By encouraging yourself in the Lord. Say to yourself, I am encouraged that the Lord's mighty power is on my behalf. The Bible said, and David said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Explore the power of God's spoken word in the name of Jesus. Awesome God, I give you praise. Awesome God, I give you glory. Awesome God, I give you honor. Awesome God, I adore you. You are my God, I give you praise. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted. May your name be adored. I thank you, Father God, that this year of all year, every desire of my heart, this month, I'm saying this month, January, every desire of my heart is established in the name of Jesus. I need 2 people to say hallelujah. I need 2 people to say amen. I need 2 people to say thank you. So I need 2 people to say amen. 2 people to say thank you. 2 people to say hallelujah. Yes, I am encouraging the Lord. Mighty power is on my behalf. And no weapon formed against me, this man shall prosper. For what I've spoken with my mouth, I will explore and employ the power of God's spoken word. Yes, I glorify God. I will get that thing. Oh, yes. Now, guess what? When you do that, this is what God will do. He will bring forth possibilities. God will bet forth the manifestation of what he has spoken. So, Father, I thank you that this month of January, my birth shall be established. My establishment shall be approved. The desire of my heart will come to pass. I will get what I have asked for in the name of Jesus, and nobody will change it. I am not depending on man. I am not depending on you. I am not resting my hope anymore on nobody. I'm so sorry. The days of depending on you is over. I am going to say to you right now, say to yourself, that man, that woman, that person who is making himself or herself be that you can't do without me. Let me say it. He will bring forth possibilities. The God of heaven will bring forth possibilities. He will bring forth possibilities. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. Father, I honor you.
Father, I adore you. You are God. You are worthy. You are God. You are worthy. You are God. You are making a way where seems to be no way. I honor you and adore you. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. May your name be exalted. May your name be hallowed. Thank you, Abba Father. You're on my side. In the name of Jesus. Then you move on. Your confidence goes. You embrace God's strength. You don't lose hope. You embrace God's strength. You say to yourself, I believe. I believe in God. The all-powerful, the almighty is going ahead of me. Oh, Father, I glorify your name. You embrace God's strength. Confess it. Let your testimony, let your confession move. Let your confession move in the name of Jesus. Then you move in. And then you come to a final wrap-up. I understand. Believe is possible. I believe in God's possibility. And as you do it, God will come through for you. May the God of possibilities this month go ahead of you. May the God of possibilities move. Now listen, go and watch this tape again and send it to somebody and ask the person, listen and follow step by step the instruction I've given. There will be a miracle. May the anointing of the supernatural miracle of the Almighty God go with you. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Love you with the love of God. Go with the Lord.